Welcome, everybody. Share number 1114. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to explain. We started talking about the end of last year, just to get into the background and the concept, the Svara Shabbai, in reference to Shinai Makim, how it works. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us in the Hakdama. The Mishnah Berurah has a beautiful Hakdama in Simen Kuf, Ayin Ches. In the beginning, we'll try and go a little bit through the Mishnah Berurah and spread out a little bit to Sefer Hilchos Brachos. We've been working from a little bit in the past, from Rav Malka Shlita from Eretz Yisrael. He wrote beautiful, on many different simanim in Hilchos Brachos, but especially when it comes to Shina Makim, explaining how the ins and outs work. So, in the Hakdam of the Mishnah Berurah, so, he says like this, just to review what we spoke about at the end of last year, when a person makes a, first and foremost, we have to know, we have to eat a kazayas, right? In other words, you ate a kazayas of bread, or you ate a kazayas of cake or cookies, which we'll see, we'll talk about, how that works, and then possibly even shivas amin, and we'll see how that works. Those are the three categories of foods, whereby we say that possibly shinei makim would not apply in certain instances, which we have to talk about. Okay, and then you have the Bari Nefashas, then you have Shehakol, Ha'etz, and Ha'adama, which it does apply to. All right, so let's take it slow. Now, assuming somebody eats a kazayas of bread, right? We'll talk about that also. You have to eat a kazayas of bread. Whatever you're eating to establish the place, you have to eat a kazayas. Now, once you ate a kazayas of bread, you now establish the place. You built sort of like, if you want to say, it says the Mishnah Berurah, a connection to the place where you're eating. I ate a kazayas of bread in this place. Fine. You now have a connection. What's the connection? The connection is you have to come back halachically. You ate a kazayas of bread, I want to say, under a 4-minute period. Bechdei achilas pras. That's very important. If it's not bechdei achilas pras, not under a 4-minute period, though, it's like you didn't eat the kazayas. That's very important. If a person nibbled on a kazayas of bread over, let's say, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, it counts as nothing. Well, you say, I ate a kazayas, but it took you 15 minutes to eat the kazayas. Doesn't help. You have to eat it bechdei achilas pras. Right, as we know, which is basically under a 4-minute period. Okay, so now it's like this. So now once you did that, it's the connection, you built the connection to where you ate. Why? Because halachically, you now have to come back and make the after bracha, which is berachas hamazon, which is benching. Oh, so now it comes out when you leave the building. Let's say I walk outside, I walk down the block, right? We'll talk about just walking outside for a second or two, how that works. I walk outside, I walk down the block, then I come back, whatever, it's a few minutes. So now when you come back, since you have to come back, you already ate a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras under 4-minute period, so you have to come back halachically and bench over there. So since you left, you had to go out for a minute, you had to go, let's say, pick up your child from the bus, but he's at the corner of the block, right? Now when I come back, I would not have to remake a new hamoitzi, right? In general, we say one should try not to leave the place where they're eating, even by hamotzi, one should try not to leave. It's a very important thing to keep in mind. People should know not just to walk outside for various different reasons, which again we'll talk about. But when eating a meal, even hamotzi, lechatchila, one should be careful not to leave. There are certain times you could leave, whatever, but one should be careful not to leave. Now, well, let's say they had to, right? Their child getting off at the corner. Now, when they come back, they would not need to make a new hamoitzi because there is a halachic connection due to the fact that one has to make the after bracha, which is again birchas hamazon, in that place. Okay, so that's where the connection is between the after bracha, which is benching, and the bracha before, which is hamoitzi. The same thing would apply, let's say, by cookies and cake, right? Once I ate a kazayas, in general, we paskin, again, it's a machalikis, but in general, by bread, it's not a machalikis. By cookies and cake, it is somewhat of a machalikis, but in general, we do say, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, by cookies and cake also, mizonos, I shouldn't say cookies and cake, by dagon, by grains, the 5 grains, spelt, oats, wheats, and all that, right? Let's say mizonos, for example. Not the bread family, but the mizonos part of it, right? Somebody eats pretzels, somebody eats cake, somebody eats cookies. So then again, once they ate a kazayas of that food, they now halachically have to come back, and make the after bracha, the al hamichi, in that place. I ate a few cookies, I ate a kazayas, again, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period. Now, for whatever reason, I had to walk down the block, ran and pick up my child at the corner, whatever. So now when you come back, you do not have to remake a new, bracha before. Why? The reason is because he has a connection. He has the halachic connection To the place because of the fact that he has to make the al hamichya. The al hamichya has to be made since you're erikazayis b'chdeichin lepras under a 4 minute period. So you now have to make an al hamichya in the place where you ate. So you halachically tied down to that place. Therefore, when you come back, you would not need a new bracha before continuing to eat the cookies and cake. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.